Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So when we got to work this morning, Jason got out of his Jeep that he's now gotten back, which is a good development for the Smith household altogether.
A new radiator.
But it was in this Jeep that he just got back that he was accosted. What do they call it? A traffic stop.
I was detained.
Detained by the Shelby County Sheriff's Department.
He knows who he is.
Now, I don't know what crime you were committing or you were accused of committing, what infraction
yep.
he pulled you over for. So I will certainly leave the floor to you now. Jason Smith, potential fugitive.
It was really at the time that the Glorilla news was coming out. As I read at TMZ about 5:17 is when, John, you know the story, Glorilla was pulled over, got a DUI in Georgia. Very ugly scene. We've asked, why was she even driving 4 a.m.? And so at about the same time that news was coming down, I was headed out to pick up my son, being a great dad, from basketball practice. So Appling and Cordova Road. I'm going to give out the intersection just so he hears me. Because I know he likes to hang out there. So I'm turning northbound off of Cordova Road onto Appling. Many listeners will know that intersection. There's a set of apartments right there. And as I'm doing so, there's a black Shelby County Sheriff's deputy in the road. He's got his hand out saying, pull over. Now, sidebar. I've seen this situation before.
Yeah.
On the other side of the street. I've come from different angles at this intersection and seen these Shelby County Sheriffs. They'll have guys pulled over. I've never known why. I've always suspected maybe folks were speeding, whatever else. In this case, it was me who's getting pulled over. Now, remember, I'm on my way to get my kid, okay? I got his clothes in the car. We got to go from basketball practice to martial arts. I got food in the car for him. I'm just being dad. And I have not been speeding, John, as I turn this corner. So as he tells me to pull over, I'm really disgusted. But I'm wondering what possibly could he get me for. And again, I've wondered it because I've seen them at this intersection before. He comes up to the car and he says what they always say. Do you know why I pulled you over?
Right. We're now playing a guessing game.
And I could go two ways with that. You know, knowing that I had all my license and everything else, I could got really nasty with them, right? And tell them, oh, I know why you pulled me over. I know why you pulled me over. Black man in a relatively nice neighborhood. I could have said that.
Yeah.
And that's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
But I said, no, I don't. That was my real answer to him. And I had a little stank on it.
Right.
Said, I pulled you over because you didn't come to a complete stop at that stop sign.
You did the California roll, did you?
Dude, let me tell you something about that intersection. Everybody does the same thing, and that's why they camp out here at that intersection.
Oh, they get all y'all.
Everybody for not coming to a complete stop at this one stop. And it's a different kind of intersection because straight ahead of you is a set of apartments. You're only looking to the left to see if there's any traffic coming northbound on Appling. And when there's not, yes, you don't. Most of us don't come to the complete. And they set up there on a regular basis
right.
to get the folks that do it.
Is that over by Shelby Farms? And
it's near Shelby
ECS
Farms,
area?
Cordova. It's all near that. It's right going through Cordova Club.
The other day.
Cordova
yeah,
Road and Appling. It's where
the
they meet.
You only
look at the one side. Of course, if there's traffic, typically
right.
at a regular stop, you're going to
Everybody's
stop. But in this case, everyone does it. That's why they camp out there to write their tickets all the time. And this is what everyone does.
Brad has admitted that he has done it.
And so when he told me.
I did it like 2 days ago.
I'm disgusted.
Was it a brother that was?
Yeah, it was a brother. It was a brother. And I'm probably a little more disgusted because I'm like, bro,
yeah.
are you really doing this? And that was the attitude I gave him
yeah.
as I pulled out my license and my insurance and everything else and watched him go back to the back. I'm like, this, you know, trying to keep my Christian identity, but also knowing what I've taught Chris and what I've told anybody, you don't mess around. Don't mess around with the, you know, don't give nobody a reason, don't curse them out. That, hell, at the least, they could just make it more trouble for you. I got to go get my kid.
Yeah.
We could be here
30,
if they wanted to.
Right.
Right? So I got to pay attention to my own advice here and keep my cool.
Right.
All right? So he goes back.
What did you say when he told you that you ran the stop sign, basically? What did you say? What was your response?
It was something under my breath, like, are you for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could see you saying that.
As I reached for my license and my watch guard.
Right.
I said, you for real.
You did, but it was no admission of guilt. It was just the mumbling under your breath.
No, I didn't say nothing about it. I didn't stop at the stop sign because literally I know why they've been camping out there time after time doing, getting folks on.
Gotcha.
They know they can do it because at that intersection, we all do it.
We all do it.
They're just filling their quota.
They're filling their quota.
So now I'm angry about this, that he's getting a dude who's got all his papers, was doing the right.
Yes.
But I'm not speeding. I'm not going through a school zone. It's ridiculous.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, man, up at the Malco, last week there, a 13-year-old stole my brother's daughter's car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There got to be some cars getting broken into. Y'all are just here filling a quota.
Exactly.
That's what I'm feeling.
Right.
But I'm not giving
there
you.
There are better things for
other
y'all
than
to
under
do.
My bro- yes.
Then
right.
Then babysit the stop sign,
and do it over and over again so they can fill a quota. I'm feeling a certain kind of way
because
there's real crimes going on in this city, man.
And even though you committed a crime, it's not as bad.
I don't believe that's a crime. It's like a citation. It's a traffic citation, which I don't think
it
qualifies as a crime. But my point. So this comes walking back. I'm not getting a warning. I'm getting a ticket. What happened to warnings? All I've ever heard when these 92.9 guys tell their stories about being pulled over is they get a. He could have gave me a warning, right? You could have given me a warning. Nah, there's no warning. Because why? Because they're there to fill a quota, okay?
And he could have said, hey, man.
At this point, I got hot coals burning on my head because my whole thing is, man, y'all should be out here. Memphis is crime-ridden right now. I know there's something better you could be doing besides filling this quota on all of us that have run this stop sign.
Right.
To me, it's just, and it's burning me up.
Right.
I'm keeping my cool and yet talking under my breath as he's walking away. He comes back, gives me the ticket, tells me I can show up in court or pay the damn thing.
How much is the ticket?
I have no idea.
You haven't even looked.
No.
Because your intention is to fight this.
It better get dismissed. Isn't what happens when you appear, you typically gets dismissed? I think that's what happens.
They said that with if you got clocked at like 15 or 10 over.
This ain't even the punch, because the dude could sense it, man. He could sense I wanted to really tell him how I feel. Right? But I was keeping my cool. He could sense it.
And did he say something?
He did. After he gave me my ticket. He did. He looked at me, and he told me, you have a nice day. When he knows that I'm very angry, and he sees that I'm trying to,
Oh, man, he's trolling you.
He did.
He trolled you.
A brother.
A brother wrote you a ticket and trolled your ass.
And told me to have a nice day.
How much is that thing?
And so the best I could do to show him my disgust was I didn't respond.
No, you can't.
No, I looked at him, and I didn't say nothing.
You stared a hole through him.
Yeah, I gave him my laser stare.
And he probably was walking right off just to get the next victim.
I thought it would add to his level of guilt.
Yes.
If I gave him that stare. He don't give a damn. He's filling quotas.
There was a lot of...
But my point, is that right?
Well, you committed a crime.
No.
Is them to be, as John said, babysitting that stop sign because they know they can hit that one
no
any day of the week, and they can get that all day long?
because of the way that intersection is staged. Is that right? Especially in a city where it seems like y'all should have more to do.
I would say
for real,
that
I'm not. It's not. This ain't about Jason getting picked on here. This is about, don't we have more to do?
A warning would work.
It's two cars, so they were pulling you over by the, you know, by the
right.
couples.
Right.
And as soon as they get them out of there, they pull over the next two.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous. And especially when it's set up, you're set up to fail. They know that
That's
intersection
right.
is one where they can get you.
It's like old Elmer Fudd, you know, setting the trap, and Bugs Bunny
Again,
just walks right into it.
This is not to say I don't appreciate the job that law enforcement has.
Mm.
But that right there, when we've got so much else going on, just seems like a joke, man.
Right.
Seems like an absolute, it's...
Joke!
Yes.
Thank you, Bruce. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of layers to this hurt that you're feeling. One is you expected some level of grace from a black cop.
Yeah.
Correct?
Especially when I got all my stuff.
Right.
And I'm not being nasty.
What's your record? You got a record?
Clean.
Clean record?
Good, man. I mean, I can't walk back to the car. I'm clean enough.
So you haven't had a ticket in a long time.
No, it has. It's been a while since I had a ticket. This is the first time they pulled me over in the Jeep, to be honest. Two years in the Jeep.
So you have been a good law-abiding citizen?
Until yesterday. Never caught me speeding.
So you're upset that you didn't get the grace. You're upset that they didn't that they pulled you over in the first place, given the you know, proliferation of crime throughout the city. That this is where we're using our resources.
Bro, cars getting stolen all over the city.
Right.
Go camp out at one of these parking lots and prevent some of these.
Yes.
At some fitness gym where they're breaking into them by the dozens.
Thirdly, you feel as though he antagonized you with his kindness.
Oh. That wasn't kindness at the end when he said, have a nice day. That's trolling.
Right. And then fourth, you're hurt because you have to explain to CJ that you're late because you're a criminal from picking him up.
We actually got there on time because I sped. Yeah, I was thinking about him. Where you at now?
I'm breaking
the law now.
He really is.
That's funny.
Now he's really.
Yeah, but again, that's my own honesty.
I mean, dude, you really were flying off the handle yesterday.
I was. Yeah, I could have got another ticket on the way to Frazier.
He actually caused you to break the law.
That's right.
Break the law. Fix it.
These fools.
What are you doing?
Isn't that a joke, though?
Yeah, it is actually.
To be babysitting that stop sign like that?
It is a joke. Like, especially, like. Come on, man.
Like, Maybe it's not a busy day, but we can do something besides filling the photo. You did tell him you were on the way
to get your son, right?
No, he didn't ask me where I was going.
That might have helped your case if he would have asked. But he didn't care, did he? He didn't care where the hell
he
you were
He didn't give me a chance to do that and say where I was going or a reason to give me a pass. He didn't give me a chance to do that.
After he got
my license, he went back there and started writing the ticket.
My guess is if you would ask most of the guys in his department, they would say, come on, bro.
The weird thing was, though? I couldn't find my insurance card, and so I had to pull it up on my phone.
Yeah.
And when I noticed that I was pulling up on my phone, my hands were shaking.
Yeah.
Now, what I couldn't tell is that just fear of being pulled over as a black man? I've had that.
Yeah.
Or is this just I'm so mad right now, but my hands and fingers were shaking as I tried to pull up my legit insurance card.
No, it didn't sound like this was an exchange of fear. This sounds like an exchange of fury.
Yeah, I found out why they sit there. They abuse the system, man. That's a joke.
Is it because you feel like you got a little bit?
A little bit. I've seen them doing it. I've never known why or what they were getting people on.
Well, now you know. Now you know.
But they only do it because of the way that intersection's set up.
Right.
You can't get that at every intersection.
Right.
Y'all want to just sit at intersections, do it everywhere, and stop people that roll through stop signs everywhere. They're just doing it here because they know they can fill that quota up, bro. That's wrong.
Wrong. In a city that needs,
Even though I'm the one that didn't come to a complaint. And I'm telling you right now, that's debatable. And that's why I'll be going down there. That's a judgment on him. I know I came pretty damn near to one.
Right.
What do you say? What's it got to be in the book? 2 seconds? 6 seconds or something?
I think you have to come to it sounds to me like you California rolled it. I think that's what you did. Are you maintaining that you did not, in fact, California roll?
Everybody California rolls through there, if that's what you call it.
Because
we're only looking left, and if there are no cars left, there ain't no reason to come to a complete stop for 2 minutes and hold up the whole traffic down Cordova Road.
Oh, dude, I've been given a warning when I run a red light. I mean,
that's the whites. Y'all get warnings.
I'm dead ass serious.
Are you serious,
I'm
John?
I'm dead ass serious.
No, I've never gotten that.
He's like, hey, man, did you realize that you ran the red light? I'm like, nah, man, I really had no clue. I did not have any. Man, I'm so sorry. And he came back. He took my insurance, and he said, hey, love the show, man. No, he didn't say that. But
that's never happened to me.
No, well, you need to get your money
happens
up,
to
man.
All y'all, that whole, hey, aren't you the guy? No, that never happens to me.
No, I've never
no
had
way.
That happen.
It'd be not just nice if once maybe to get just the, okay, you're good. I'm going to give you a warning. Go, no.
That's the other.
Not the brother, man.
That's the other thing.
Not the brother.
That's the above all
it's
else.
Own people, too.
That's what is making Jason upset, is that he has heard for decades on 92.9 about all the hosts that have been pulled over, Gary, me, whoever, Jeff, being let go
this
without
is an,
a ticket.
Where I'm being a great dad.
Right.
And a great citizen of Memphis.
Right. He's
not
being a great citizen of Memphis.
Breaking laws.
Just the California
again.
Role. Who doesn't do that? Every now and then, you know?
A lot of people do, especially over in that where he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's an automatic. I bet if you sat there, everybody does. I bet, well,
that's why
I bet
they,
almost
that's why
everybody
they in fact
to a
there.
Man does it.
That's why they do, in fact, sit there.
Yeah, that's a joke.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to do
I
it
hope
today.
He's listening.
I'm going to go do it today. I'm going to go California roll through that exact spot, and I'm going to live to tell
they don't
the tale.
Set up there every day. They'll be back in another couple of weeks
okay.
after we think they're gone.
Yeah.
And start stanging again.
Yeah, but it's very rare that I get a ticket unless it's an accident. If I cause an accident, I usually do have to get ticketed in that scenario. But, you know, in terms of anything, it's very rare that I ever, A, get pulled over anyway. But, B, if I do, you know, it's like a, come on, let's just skip through the pleasantries and just let me go about my way, man. You know what I mean?
I just think about all the problems this city has.
Yeah.
And that's what y'all stopping.
Because now it makes you want to tell Paul Young, I'm leaving now. Because of this exchange. I'm not staying. I can't stay. I'm getting, even though I'm committing the crime, I'm not.
Again, not a crime.
I think it's a crime. I think it's, think about all the, you know, people that do follow the law.
So, again, last thing for me, I shouldn't pay this, right? And again, I'm sure someone being very smart is listening and will tell me, tweet me or text me. But I think they tell you, go ahead and go down. Make the appearance, even though it takes time out of your day.
Okay.
And typically what I've found is they will dismiss the surely not coming to a complete stop.
Well, because he has to show up.
At a stop sign.
That's the thing.
That.
If he doesn't show up to this court date, I think it gets dismissed.
Don't if I pay this ticket, it goes on my insurance and everything else. It goes to the state. And
yes, correct.
I'm not going to.
Correct.
Let me go fight.
But it's a very minor crime that you committed. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't think I would have done it, but it's not that big of a deal in terms of just the California roll. It's not. I think it's like a Class C felony. It's not that big of a deal. So I honestly think, and I'll explain to CJ, like, your dad's not a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not a – he just made a bad decision, you know?
Man, I called Faith on the way to get Chris, and I was
– oh, I would pay good money to hear that conversation. Oh, man, you were MFing him. Ooh-wee. And Faith was gassing your ass up, huh? Mm-hmm. Was she gassing you up?
Just because she's a cursor. And so I lose my identity a little bit.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there. I mean, again, not with the police because I don't get ticketed. But like,
I said, can you believe this month?
I already hear it.
Sorry, Lord.
I already hear it. Yeah. Did you catch this? Did you get his name?
Oh, it's on the ticket.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it on the air. I won't do him like that. I'm sure he's a good, it's great at his job. He's just filming quotas.
Oh, he's great at his job.
He's doing what? Is that
he
Bonner?
That.
Is that Bonner, Floyd? Is that Bonner that's
so.
Running that show? He's just doing the work of Bonner.
But let's be clear. He is
filling them quotas.
He is elite at his job. I mean, he's like the Dan Hurley of Shelby County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, you should have seen him in the road when he told me to stop. Real big man.
And you did stop?
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to run him over?
No,
I had to pull over.
No, I'm just
he's
saying,
in the lane.
I didn't, you know, sometimes you don't see, right?
It's a whole stop. There's two cars there.
That man.
And they're pulling people over by the two.
Bro, how do you get pulled over by a pedestrian, bro?
Yeah, he stood in my way. I wish I could have kept on rolling around.
That man
have been
got
some
pulled
real,
over
that'd
by
have been something
pedestrian,
I had to report to Brad
bro.
For real.
I think you were embarrassed that you got pulled over by a cop on his feet. He wasn't even all
man,
like
that. Man
on.
Was in his boots in the middle of the road, had his hand out, gun in the damn holster. With basically a hand on his hip.
Oh, no.
He had one hand on his hip and the other one telling me to stop.
Dude, here's the thing. Like, this happened to me when I was 14 years old. I had a go-kart, and I was driving in the neighborhood, and it might have been the same cop. He was coming out of a house. He tried to wave me over, and I acted like I didn't see it, bro. And I put my you know, I got all the way home. I closed the garage. Man, they still found my ass. warning. I got away with it.
That's all you've been getting your whole life is warnings and passes.
Yeah, and I evaded. I evaded arrest. I ran from the cops in a go-kart, bro. He waved me over. I said, I ain't see that.
People are telling me entrapment.
I don't think you were entrapped,
bro. That's what I was a victim of. Is it entrapment if I actually do California roll it?
I think it's...
But it's an intersection that literally calls for that?
No.
Where everybody does it?
Well, is there a stop sign?
Yes.
You didn't stop. You paused. You paused, bro. You know, and I think, again, that's between you and God, whether or not you fight it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm going down.
When's your court date?
Not till July.
Damn.
That's how they do. They backed up.
Good grief.
Yep. But that's what, and they want you to forget.
You will forget.
That's what they want.
And so will he. How the hell he going to remember?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm getting all kind of advice.
Is it good advice?
It seems like it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you should. I think you need to go face to face with this man again. And you need to let him know that you're staying on business.
I bet you there's going to be a gang of us going down that day because they're giving them out left and right. It wasn't just me they pulled over.
How much is the ticket?
We're going to find out. I don't know.
It's got to be like $50, right?
Yeah, it's got to be the least of the things on the damn ticket.
Yeah. Well,
running a stop sign. Now, it acts like, you know, failure to...
Man, it's a big one.
Failure, the words say that, but it's not. Yeah.
Failure to monitor vehicle properly maintained.
Yeah, they make you sound like you're out of control.
Right.
Exactly.
Like you're drag racing.
1,000%.
I just didn't stop. I didn't come to a complete stop. Anyway, we will come back.
Travis. A travesty of justice.
Yeah, as we work through what's been a very difficult day for the show, that one of us, unfortunately, may be put away for some time based on their decisions. It's going to be a tough one to explain to CJ, but we'll do it. We'll do it. The village will come together for him. Jeff Cogg's going to join us on the other side. Maybe we can ask him. He seems to be cozy enough to Paul Young. You know, maybe we can, you know, I know it's not Paul Young's jurisdiction necessarily, It's all related, okay? We'll come back. Jason and
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
90.9 FM, ESPN.
Who they want? Jeff Calkins. Who they want? Jeff Calkins. Who they want?
Jeff Calkins is the columnist for the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show here from 9 to 11. Doing Pacific Thursday, and he joins us now. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to our friend Jason's, personal sort of struggles. He's in a little bit of a pickle. He does not acknowledge whether or not he committed the crime. All he is willing to acknowledge is that he was pulled over and accused of it. Now the crime in question is not coming to a complete stop at an intersection there. What is it, Appling and
Cordova Road. Yeah.
And he's
a trap.
Was it at a stop sign?
It was at a stop sign. There was a police officer on foot.
They made it a traffic stop. It wasn't just me. They pull over anybody who does the California roll, as John calls it.
And so, again, we're not saying Jason did or didn't do it, but he was flagged for it by the police officer who, again, was on foot. And he pulled over and he did not get a warning. He did not get a warning about the California roll.
He got the ticket.
Absolutely.
How much?
And we don't know the answer to that yet. We haven't even looked at it because we're so determined to fight the injustice. It seems to me that Jason's biggest, and I'm speaking for him here, but I think this is true, his biggest qualm of everything is that he has heard for so many years on 92.9 about hosts who get pulled over in similar situations being let off with warnings, a grace that he did not, unfortunately, receive yesterday.
Jeff, you've experienced that, haven't you?
I have experienced getting pulled over and then getting let off. Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. Once was because the person recognized and knew who I was. Once it was, honestly, I was on the radio at the time. It was, I don't know who I was talking to, what show it was, but I was gesticulating to the police officer and I was trying to explain I was a radio and I couldn't find my whatever. And he just finally kind of, he didn't understand. He had no idea who I was, but he finally just gave up in frustration. And so, but I think what it suggests is that we need some billboards out there. Weren't you on billboards once? You guys were on a billboard once.
Long time ago.
It was back when the show was doing well.
It was back when the show was just getting started.
Doing right? well.
And so what we need is we need to up the Q rating, you know, so more people, when you say, hey, I'm Jason Smith, they'll say, you can go. Here's the other problem, though. If they were pulling off, they were pulling over a whole bunch of people.
Yes.
It wasn't just you.
Yes. Something they do regularly over there at this particular
intersection.
So then
how can, you know, maybe they couldn't let you off, even though they understood you're a celebrity. Because how would that look, given all the people they've pulled over? You weren't pulled over for driving while black, though, because they were pulling over everybody, right? So we can't say it was racially motivated, a racial animus that motivated this traffic stop.
Can't say for
Is
sure.
The cop was black, though.
Can't say for sure. Just because he's black doesn't mean he's not pulling me over because I'm black. He might think I got something
but
else in the car.
He was pulling over literally everybody who rolls.
That's like a racism.
Well, you can only get two.
There.
You can only get two at a time. So technically, I don't think they're pulling over everyone who did it.
Everybody.
Because my point is, Jeff, is that, and I think this is where I have the bigger issue that John was pointing out where I'm at, is they do this at this intersection all the time because of the way it's set up. There's an apartment complex going one direction. And so we're never looking in the apartment complex because usually nothing's coming out. We're only looking one way, and most of us make this, and they know that. And that's why they constantly hit this intersection.
It's the money factory.
It is a complete scam, exactly, to fill a quota. I think that, and I fell victim to it.
Given that you know it, don't you feel a little foolish having fallen victim, given that you're telling me you knew this?
No, never. See, but here's the, and this easily explained. I've always seen it there as I've passed by going different directions, but never known why they were pulling over. So were these folks speeding? What did they do? Yesterday, I found out why and what they do, why they camp out there, what the specific, very specific reason is. And it's
people. The other thing that I have, this could come in handy. So if you want to challenge a ticket, right, it always strikes me as a giant pain in the ass. You usually have to go there to challenge a ticket, right? Or
that's what they tell you.
So the other thing that has happened to me once before, and maybe an attorney is listening right now, there was an attorney who was listening to my show once and heard I was pulled over and said they would take care of it. And so they showed up on my behalf and took care of it. Proud graduate of Notre Dame. And so maybe there's someone out there right now who is going to raise their hand, call the number, and volunteer to take care of it on your behalf. Maybe that could happen. That's another way.
It's already happened.
That your immense radio celebrity can be brought to bear.
It's already happened.
It's already happened.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, and it's very kind because
so thankful to our listeners.
It is a drain. It is a drain to be down there all day long, and having
that's the problem. It's a disincentive to do it because it takes so you know.
Yes, the bureaucracy. I mean, damn, Jeff, the damn court date ain't even till July. He's gonna forget what the hell happened by the time he shows up.
So that's what they want you to forget.
Mm-hmm. Well,
will you?
I'm
stay,
in the system now, Jeff.
The city council said they shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't be doing this kind of a traffic stop.
Anyway, no question.
Let's focus on bigger fish to fry.
This
is a pretextual traffic stop.
Jason Jason said he looked at the guy and through his eyes said, "Shouldn't you be tracking down a carjacking right now? I'm sure somebody just did that.
Someone literally just had their car stolen
up at the Malco. That's
you're
right.
You're getting me for probably like within 100 feet, probably of where you were pulled over
in the last 3 minutes. A car stolen lives every 3 minutes.
Yeah,
yes.
And there they are, just making money. Yeah, It does seem like a squandering of resources. I never pictured you as the outlaw type, Jason.
That's what I said.
I've just been good dad.
I've been disappointed.
I really cleaned it up lately.
Today's been disappointing for me.
Yeah.
It is disappointing. That's why you can't make, even people on the radio, you can't make them a role model.
Yeah, you never really know
the
people.
The slam a jammer.
Yeah, that's what I always say.
What do you think of Greg Doyle, speaking of role models?
I haven't cringed like that since at a press conference Jarvis asked Tubby if Penny was going to be part of his staff.
and let's be clear, there was nothing inappropriate about Jarvis asking.
No, it was Tubby's response, which is who?
But were you all there when Lapidus asked
that was
something? And Lapidus once asked David Stern a question, and David Stern said, "Who are you?" And that's what people just love, like the because everyone's supposed to George, everyone knew who George was, and David Stern's like, "Who are you again?" It was just awful. It was awful, and the problem with it, the fundamental problem with it was obviously it came across as sexist and everything else, but the real essence of the problem is the look at me quality of it all. That's what got him in trouble. Like he has a. I mean, like when he asked LeBron many years ago if you shrink in the big moments or whatever else. You know what I mean?
What's up with that? Or whatever he said. What's up with that?
It's don't make yourself the story. You know, you are not bigger than that.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
It made it about him. And doing that, even if it had worked, as creepy as it was, that was what got him in trouble originally, was the sort of look at me stuff. Your questions aren't supposed to be about you. They're supposed to be about getting the answers that you actually, the insight that you're, I wanted to hide under my couch when I saw that. Oh my God. It was awful.
I do. I think there's a lot of the sort of pieces of it, but that's definitely a factor. Is like I'm gonna stand out in this press conference. Everybody's gonna know how chummy and funny and clever I am.
I am right.
Watch this, and then there was another follow up where he referred to Caitlin Clark as that. I don't know if you saw.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so he basically he's trying to be cute. He's trying to be like, oh, I'm so different as a sports reporter. He asked the coach. He says, "You just got handed the keys to that." What are you going to do with it? And then it's like, come on, bro, like who talks like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't you just say you just got the rights to an unbelievable player?
Right, an unbelievable talent. How is this, does you feel a sense of responsibility?
How do you manage that? It's just not a natural way of talking to somebody. I think that, and again, like, I wouldn't really know because every time I guest hosted for Gary, Greg Doyle called out. But
is that true?
Yes.
Greg was on here like every, was it Fridays? Thursdays or Fridays? For years he was on every week.
Listen to the Gary Parish Show for CBSSports.com national columnist Greg Doyle, Wednesdays at 5:20 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, you can't win them all. And Gary's not responsible for Greg Doyle's behavior.
No, he's clearly not.
It's like when Jason was starting the show, he's like former friend of the station. I'm like, I don't want to be. He's grassy media.
The other thing I was going to ask you guys, and I'm sorry, it's not my segment, it's yours. But I was listening to you yesterday when you had Giannotto on.
Yeah.
And it was about the Memphis recruiting class.
Yeah.
And what it revealed was the fundamental place where you, John, who were skeptical of recruiting class, and Mark, who was optimistic about the recruiting class, the place where you parted ways is this. Mark thinks this is role players who are going to fit around a player who's out there who will be the best player on the team who's not here yet. Like he said, he's optimistic. He thinks they're off to a good start. But if P.J. Haggerty is the best player on this team, then he would be worried. In other words, he thinks there's, whether it's David Jones or someone else, the best player on this team has yet to arrive, which makes a lot more sense if these were role players. You are evaluating this recruiting class as if this is kind of the team. This is the level we're getting. And P.J. Haggerty may be the best player on this team. that's, it's not actually that you think that differently about the players who are here. You just think differently about the players that are to come. He clearly has confidence that either David Jones or an equivalent are arriving. You clearly do not. Is that right? You think that's the correct analysis?
Yeah, I think, yeah. And you totally. This has been the hijack of the Flight 601 right here, what you're doing. I mean, unbelievable. But
it's unbelievable.
I thought like you were going to tie this back somehow, but you didn't. But that's fine. No. I'll play along. You did say it is
your
show.
No, it just struck me. Like it was IBS riveting radio.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, well, you know, you say it's riveting. Jason says I laid down. You know, it's just.
He did.
I don't know.
You didn't fight back at him, but that wasn't your point. You know, you're trying to get his, that in that segment.
Right.
You're getting his perspective.
Yeah,
on.
I didn't really feel like fighting yet when the class isn't complete. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really, right. It's not time. It's not time to fight. But yeah, I think that's right. I think my view is that if PJ Haggerty is the best player on this team, they will be underdogs to make the NCAA tournament. That is how I feel.
And I think that is his view, too. But he doesn't think PJ Haggerty is the best player on this team.
I think Mark.
He thinks there's a player who's coming, right. And I think he thinks it's David Jones.
Mark tends to sort of be more optimistic, I find, about the Memphis basketball team than me, you know, and so I think that's kind of where, like, I tend to think that it's not going to happen. He tends to think that it will happen, you know, like, so it's just, it's
a
one
player,
of those.
Basically, it's whether a player better than PJ Haggerty is going to arrive
correct.
On this campus.
Yeah, like, because if that is the case, he shot 39% from three on catch and shoot passes last year, right? So, and he shot, like, I think he only made three shots from three in a pull-up situation. Shot considerably worse from in pull-up situations, which obviously that suggests if he's handling the ball and he's having to score, he's not as effective. But if he's got somebody out there that can pass the ball to him, that can be good, that can keep the defense honest, he's great. So that, to me,
well,
sort
David
of...
Jones can keep the defense honest. I don't know about passing the ball. Thing,
yeah,
though.
No, that's true. That's true.
I don't know about that thing.
That's
that
true.
Part of it.
But, I mean, even if David Jones frees things up for somebody else, right? Like, somebody will be able to get the ball around. So I think that's yes. But I'm not operating under the premise that David Jones is coming back. Now, if you want to do that and be helpful, I'll have to wait for the next interview in Spanish to know. I'll have to wait. But so if you want to just kind of take that and say, hey, he left it open, no problem. I have no problems with that. And I'm also glad that in your many years of doing the job that you never quite – I mean, you had moments that were uncomfortable, but they were never quite like that one yesterday.
Well, I mean, I asked Penny the question that infuriated Penny.
And you would have never asked a woman that question. You would have never asked a woman that question. That's where I have a problem.
I would have never said, have you lost
You would have never asked Melissa McFerrin, have you lost
People
faith?
Don't realize. what really happened was is that I said to Penny, I said, Penny, have you ever lost faith that you can get this done? And then I made the little heart signature to him. And that's what actually sent him over the rail. Is I did that little heart thing, and I was doing it before Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And, like, I think Penny saw that, and he just became enraged.
No,
you
there's
know?
No question about it. There's
That's what he was saying when
yes.
he just stopped disrespecting me, bro. People didn't see that
because yes.
it wasn't captured on video.
Yes.
My part of it. But if there was another angle,
don't do that.
You would have seen me
that's
making
what he meant.
A little
don't
heart
do that.
Sign.
He meant don't do that. Don't do the gesture anymore.
Yeah. It was a G and a C.
That's exactly meant. Yeah.
Stop asking me
Why
stupid
would you do that
questions.
To me, Penny. Yeah. It's the untold story.
Jeff was like,
"It was a little heart thing." I was
Jeff
doing
was like,
Penny.
"Here, look at this."
Right.
It is actually two middle fingers. It's actually the double bird.
I was doing a little thing to him. It wasn't a heart thing. It was a double bird. And,
don't do
and,
that.
Hey, get a load of this. You ever lost faith?
And see, I was doing the pantomime. You know,
that's
stuff,
right.
Way before Doyle,
the originator.
You know? I was the
originator.
I call
doubt.
It. I call it. I call it charades. I call it. Yeah.
We'll press
conference charades with
What's
Jeff
going on?
Hawkins.
No.
You know?
Yep. You're the best. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, man.
See you.
He is Jeff Hawkins. Going to Thursday on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.